listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing, educating, empowering, improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's special episode, we are talking dental, vision, and hearing insurance. It's a great ancillary product to add to your portfolio and an easy one to cross-sell to clients. If you've ever wondered how to explain the benefits of DVH insurance to your clients, Ritter Insurance Marketing's ancillary specialist, Brad Sumsky, has you covered. First, he will explain the basics of dental, vision, and hearing coverage, the main facts that your clients will want to know. Then, he will address the preconceived notions that agents tend to have about DVH insurance. Brad, take it away.
Arguably the easiest insurance to understand and a great way to get your foot in the door with new clients, join me, Brad Sumsky, ancillary marketing specialist here at Ritter Insurance Marketing, as we cover everything you need to know about dental, vision, and hearing insurance. Let's get started. What is dental, vision, and hearing insurance? Well, it's exactly that. It is coverage for dental, vision, and hearing services. It's the number one asked about product during client meetings. It's also the most relatable insurance. Your clients have either had or have heard about dental, vision, and or hearing insurance in the past. All right, so let's jump into the basics. Medicare, Medicare supplements don't offer dental insurance. And Medicare Advantage plans, if they offer dental insurance at all or dental coverage at all, it's lacking comprehensive insurance coverage. So let's simplify this and look at dental insurance specifically. The plans are guaranteed issue. They're coverage for a multitude of different services, basic, major, and preventive services. Preventive services, such as your cleanings and exams, basics, fillings, simple extractions, etc. Major services, such as surgical extractions, root canals, etc. So those three coverage groups are covered under a calendar year maximum. They're based on a set of percentages, whether it be 100% coverage to 50% coverage, based on the plan itself. Now, that calendar year maximum is what the insurance company will pay for those services based on those percentage benefits. So dental insurance plans either offer a network or services covered for out-of-network. What this means is they have a series of doctors or dentists within their network that will offer discount pricings for their select services. Plans also offer out-of-network benefits, meaning a client can go to whichever dentist they would choose and get services, usually at a more increased price. However, they would still receive some type of insurance benefit. So here are some frequently asked questions or statements that I generally get from agents. I've never really seen the value in dental insurance. Once you get down into those major services, the price really gets a little hefty. As we go down the line of our insurance benefit, you can see how that price is reduced. Not to mention the average cost for dental insurance is roughly $40 a month. On average, we can see $500 annually here or there. So another question or statement that I usually hear from agents is, my client's dentist doesn't accept insurance or they're not in the network. Well, dental insurance does offer out-of-network benefits to their clients. So all you need to do then, in this case, is to file a claim with the provider and they would receive some type of benefit. So another thing I hear from our agents is, I really don't have the time to sell dental insurance. Well, with easy-to-understand benefits, e-applications or online enrollment, and the fact that it's guaranteed issue, you're not going to spend time underwriting that client, these supplemental or additional products are going to be quick and easy to sell to that client. One more thing I tell our agents is, if you won't sell this product to your client, somebody else will. Sell one product to them, great. But if you sell two products to them, you've got a client for life. So if you have questions or want to learn more about dental, vision, or hearing insurance, or you want to learn more about the other ancillary products that we offer, because here at Ritter, we are more than Medicare. Just contact me, Brad Sumsky.
Again, that was Brad Sumsky, our ancillary specialist here at Ritter Insurance Marketing. And as he mentioned, if you would like to learn more about DVH insurance, whether you have a question about which carriers you should add to your portfolio, or simply want to discuss cross-selling strategies, he would love to hear from you. We will have the link to contact him in our show notes. And that's not the only resource you'll find there. We will have a link to the DVH cheat sheet PDF and the Ritter Fact Finder as well. Both of those are great tools that you're going to want to download and take with you on appointments. That does it for this installment of the Agent Survival Guide podcast. If you like what you heard here today, chances are that someone else will too. We would love if you would take a moment to share this episode on your social accounts. Feel free to use our hashtag ASGPodcast and remember to tag us. That way we can like your post. We are Ritter Insurance Marketing on Facebook and LinkedIn and at RitterIM on Twitter. Thank you so much for your support. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next episode.